Shira. Okay? Tomorrow she is to start dying at 9:30 and 11:00. I'm at today, a little late, a little late, because I'm in the same kind of rush. Tomorrow I have to say she is safe, so I have to be out exactly on time. Today, we have some extra time. Rabbi said we start with Schach. You all know the very first Mishnah, the very, very first Mishnah, the Sefer Sukkah, the Beis of an Aleph, discusses the question of what do you need? You need chams, if chams are moving, it's also psul. Okay, it's one of the famous psul. Okay, so you have to have more tzil than chama, right? Well, not necessarily. Malcha Beis of the Beis quotes the other Mishnah, which says, what? You need tzil to move with chams, like Sheira. Ki hadani is a contradicting. Contradictory inference if it's 50-50. What do you do? Lo kasha, kan lamala, kan lamach. This is a very complicated Gemara. Let's analyze it slowly but surely. Okay. So Tosfos quotes Rashi. Nek em rocha b'lamala kashir zuz, chamsa b'lamata kashir sela, kach b'shmata. I think empirically Rashi is right. It somewhat seems to spread out the light on the bottom is more than the holes between the sack on top. Although we'll see soon, and that's how I spin my bamboo stuff. That's what I seem to find. Rabbi Natan has a different interpretation. Let's just view the two interpretations. So Rashi understands like this. If it's a 50-50 on top, it's puzzle, it'll be chamsim u'mitzil solamat. If it's 50-50 on the bottom, it's kosher, because it's silsim u'mitzil on top. What's the din? If it's simsim u'mitzil on top and chamsim on the bottom, not a word to say. Right? That's we think that would be an important case. Silence. Total silence. Rabbi Natan is the other way around. 50-50 on top is kosher. And you know why it's kosher? Not because he's the majority, because parents go over in his mother. Eivin Tezvav. It's also found later in the Mesechta Sukkah. 50-50 is good. So, if it's 50-50 looking from the bottom, it's puzzle. Why? Because it's really chams and ruba on top. It's an optical illusion. According to Rabbi Natan, it's clear. Everything is measured on top. 50-50 is kosher. That makes sense to us. Right? You're discussing the schach. How do we say it this year? We're talking about schach. So schach, 50-50 is kosher because we pass the parts going, it's okay. Okay. The Rosh quotes about Balita holds exact opposite facts from Rashi, about carbon and sound, depending which way the sun is coming from the top, coming from the sides, etc., etc., etc. What do you do with the kasha that Tosfos yes against Rashi, though? Rashi doesn't say 50-50 is kosher. Rashi seems to say it's kosher because it's silsim ruba. So the Rosh, an important Rosh, end of Simon Gimel, in the second parak, discusses this explicitly. What does he say? He says, not the same. Not the same. Why? Why is it not the same? Lo shayach lavi lekan parat gomid dakav eschach posel uschach kosher hamunachan zeh zel zeh. You're talking about parat gomid dach tezvav shpudim, etc. But by sukkah schach v'avir nitna halacha she'ad tzel meruba. What's going on? It's a halacha, you need tzel meruba. Halacha. So, what else do you find? This parat gomid the finest kana works. No, there's that kana works on top, because you need sale. So you can't make any rises from Mechitzis to Schach, that's the wrong count the proof from the kana. Fine. This is a sheet, there's a rush. Answers Tosfos Kasha against Rashi. So now the question becomes, how are you measuring? Zal nitna halacha, sale marub. Where is this measured? Where is this measured? Now, we said earlier that if it's 50-50 on the bottom, we said it's kosher, even though there's no majority on the bottom, so presumably it's measured on top. If that's the case, we have an initial answer to our question. If it's measured on top, even according to Rashi, not only according to Rabbi Natan, measured on top, so you see, logically, it's majority schach, tzilsa on top, the majority of chamsa on the bottom, it should be kosher. That was my first response. It's machzah schach posel on top. It's kosher, according to Rav Papa, because right, it's also a rov sale. Okay, so that's what he's saying. Halacha l'mais, this should come out. Fine, this should come out. However, we saw, as I found in the Dirshu, the Rav Moshe says it seems like this is impossible. I don't know why. But if it would be possible, he would say it's no good. I would think it's, you see it. That's for a different reason. Because the Kanim were Agulim. That's exactly my case. Bamboo. Bamboo is Agulim. Is Agulim. Okay? Where does it come up? That comes up very, very importantly. We did Chav Beis Amid Beis. That's how we started the Shia today. Chav Beis Amid Beis in the Gemara. Rabosai. That's what the Gemara discusses, the 50-50 Ki Adadi. But you know what? There's also Chav Beis Amid Aleph. There you have the case of the fourth line of the page. Sukaniya Shmula, Kana Ola the Kana Yore. Ah, it's not exactly on even level. So, you know, a bamboo pole is round, is a little up, a little down. And as a result of that, you can end up with much more airspace when you look on the bottom. When you look on top, it's really a much more sail. That's bamboo. That's exactly bamboo. That's what happens. That's exactly why we have this, I don't want to call it optical illusion. It seems to us that it's chach, tzilsim ruba on top. And Chams and Ruba on the bottom. On the bottom. Okay? And now, we saw Shevet al-Levi, a couple of places, that the Metzias exists and it's kosher. It's kosher. Because you can make a row of tail on the bottom. What I think it means is that it depends on which on the various angles. So maybe there's no machlokes between them. But Moshe would be molded. In that particular case, you can see it in Chush, but if you didn't, is tilsa maruba mechamsa, because that's the way it is if the chama would be directly overhead. And the reason why, if it goes a little to the side, it's different, is because it's considered kana ola, kana yoreb, and on the angles, you get much more air than you would really have on top. Okay, this is the machlekes, which is a very fundamental machlekes, the pshat in this Gemara. The Ran quotes Rashi, and he says something very sharp. He says, the lashon of Rashi was, on the Chobez of the Beis, Rashi says, I'm discussing the sugya. What is it? Rashi in the very beginning of the Masechta. What does Rashi say? Chams and Ruba Mitzilsa. Rashi says, Hamuad Batal Barov, Tarihu Kemisha Eino. Okay, so it's as if it's not there. That's how a whole new pshat. The Ran, in the very beginning, understands this. And what does he say, pshat? Let's take a look at the Ran. The Ran is on page Aleph. Not much the opening page, Aleph. You don't have Aleph in Shabbat, probably, but in the right you have Aleph. You have Aleph. Okay. Shechamsi quotes Rashi. Sorry. Well, the Rotz Aloma Shaschach Avuot Yei Botel Gabi Rova Megula Kilen Shem Schach Klal, as some say. That's not true. So what does he say? What does he say? Says, Mitzilsa de Lamata Kama Shibitela Gabe Tachamsa. Oh, a whole new story. We don't measure, we don't say buckle on top, it's buckle on the bottom. It's buckle on the bottom. Okay. That's a brief proof from Kiyadad de Lamala. Chamsa de Mitzilsa de Lamata, that's puzzle. And there's no schach at all. It's just shade. Oh, so the Maratz Chaya says, and the Beis answers the Kasha of the Ran. The Ran later on page Yud Gimel, he asks the question, what kind of bitul barov? It's Dava Shiyachal Akiro. What's going on over here? That's a good kasha. Take a look on the Ran, page Yud Gimel. What kind of bitul barov over here? So it starts on page Yudbeis in our print. When he's a rov, 50-50 should be good enough. Nearly, top of page Yudgimel. Had a time of the Shabbat called Davish, only if the Atzvo Veinam Uruv Choshev Yosef. Af gav dag mir ach man le moshe be pal gesag i les lan de mei mar hafi elik shamet macht es am mach shi over bi asma de khoshe avo chum urav shel smat khashiv es akoshe amat lo avo pish es smat gam fir khashiv es apaso en le kach klum de ach sham mat de big rav shi mach i bin en shacher ruba u be vare shel bitel zeh bitel shari sur en le khis shel mi yochel akir ve lama lo shi bot lo ken yore de Okay, but that we're Achmona Lavosha the Pal the Sagi. Vachalo Sagi, the Pal the Vishnus, Mad Hashi Huso, Shal Mad the Vishnus Ayer. Vilachi Koshi Esh Rove, when I Kosher Lo Gor, me Pal the Kosher, I'm with the Asmo, Fishi and Amir, the Vat the Hashi was a Rove. It's a unique situation over here. As Iran explained so beautifully. It's very, very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Fine. So therefore, we can suggest a possibility that's not Nika, because the Bittul Barov is not on top. We just pull the stuff puzzle away, but it's on the bottom. Same with Avir. The Stipler says, Rabosai, it's not Bittul Barov, it's Rubo Kikulo. Is the area considered to be covered or not covered? It's a very, very important result. We say it like this, Rubo Kikulo, not Bittul Barov, it's Ruba Kukula, two different dinim. Bittul Barov might require that they be inseparable, and Zilba Saruba, we say that you follow the majority, does not require that. That's what this Stipler says. Fine. Okay, Rabosa. This is the Sugya over here of the 50-50 situation. Fine. Interestingly, the Ran asked the Kasha of Rabbeinu Tam, Poritz Kome. That was his Kasha. We said, we gave the answer before. Okay, we better move to the next topic because obviously you have to look at the clock. Yes?
So, what was the separate?
Like,
how
is
that different
than Bittul Barov? One more time? Go over. Bittul Barov, yeah. So, Bittul Barov, typically Bittul Barov, you have a little bit of Trefer stuff gets mixed in the Kosher stuff in one big mixture. That's Bittul Barov, because they're indistinguishable. You can't separate one from the other. Here, it's not. You can separate the Schach Kosher and the Schach Pulse one from the other. Come to the next Sugi. Right? Test. That's what the Rana is going. It's going to Sugi that test in this round. So you can't say the typical Bittul Barov. We'd rather we say Rubo Kukulo. Right? What is covering? Because we don't care about the Schach as such, we care about the Sukkah. What's covering the ground of the sukkah, the person sitting? What's covering it? Well, a whole bunch of things up there. You say zilba saruba. Not that the schach is bottle as such, but the shade which is provided is considered provided by whatever constitutes the majority. That's called zilba saruba. That's what the Kilus Yaakov says, and the Rana has a somewhat of a different approach. Fine. The Maratz Chai is still going to say that sale is never shame mamash. You can't say nika or yis. The Rana didn't say that. You can still separate them on top. Or the distinction between miyat schach, which you can remove, miyat avir, you don't say that, you can't remove air, perhaps. But we have to discuss now, our main sugya for the first part of today's shir is daftes of the base. We have to approach it slowly. Famous Mishnah says you have a sukkah under a tree, it's no good. Everybody knows that. Sukkah under the trees are no good. Okay? Rava says, only by a tree which is still sitting in the room of Chamsa. That's what it's known for. Tree is Chamsa in the room, but it is good. Frek the Gemara. We have to discuss one line. Frek the Gemara. Hocham et starv schaf posel by the schaf kosher. The one line. No, let's go. What's the case over here? The case is where the tree is Chamsa in the room of Chamsa. Fine. So what's the Gemara's kasha? What's kasha is, how can you say that it's kosher if the tree is chamsa meruba? Mitzdayr is not possible, it's not kosher. What does that mean? Tremendous machlokas in the Rishon. Tremendous. So Tosfos understands it to me that we're referring to a case Well, the schach kosher is in and of itself is not 50%. So you have to rely on the tree to make the shear. How can you rely on the tree to make the shear? Impossible. That's how Tosas understood. With me so far? The Rush understood similarly. But there's a bit of a difference between the Tosas and the Rush, which you have to point out right now. Because Tosas is the kasha, which the Rush did not ask. So the Gemara gave a teretz b'chavot, we'll come to that a little bit later on. Frech Tosas, I have a much better answer. End of the second hour line. Hodlo Mashanikil, the Balav Psul, Tzil Simruba, just say that the Schach is Tzil Simruba, then it's kosher. No. The Imkane, Maila Memra, Pshita, that if the Schach itself is Tzil Simruba, then whatever, notwithstanding the tree, it should be kosher. Pshita. Pshita should be kosher in this kind of a case. So far, this is what the Tosas says. Now, the Maharsha has a problem with this. If Tzilsa Ruba Mechamsa, what will happen if the Elon is also Tzilsa Ruba Mechamsa? Okay. Rava says that we're discussing a tree that's Tzilsa Ruba. That's no good. Why is it no good? If the tree on the bottom, if the schach on the bottom is tzilsun ruba, then it should still be good. So why is Tosas asking a kasha? Hodlo mishani mishum, the kevin of the blab, so tzilsun ruba, etc. They give it a teretz. Not a great teretz. Marley Rebbe is too pushing. Just say it can't be, because if it would be schach of tzilsun ruba, it would be kasha even if an ilan would be tzilsun ruba. Tosas assumes. That's the kasha. Why don't Tosas therefore give that answer? Says the Rasha, it depends which came first. That's the Tosas and the Yud, the Balamor, which came first? The tree presumably came first. The tree came first, then it's a problem. Even if they're both, we call both Tzilsun Meruba. But if the Schach Kosha came first, then and only then would it be okay. That's Kiris Lassad on that Yud. That's the Rasha. The Rush, you may have noticed, let's take a look and see the look inside. Simon Yudalev, he says like Tosas, but he doesn't ask Tosas Kasha. Behold, lo mishani gom de v'lav tosel tzudu v'chamsa. And the Kovan Asanel, here in Perik Aleph, Simon Yudalev, Os Ayim, explains to us why that question is not found in the Rush. Okay. Quotes Tosas. Rabbeinu Helem Kushizu. Why? The Masukah Tzilsimu Mechamsa Imkain Afiluk She'ilon Tzilsimu Mechamsa Nami Kosher. The same as by Sadin. Below Nachas Rabbeinu Lechalik Ilan Kodem and the Sukah Kodem as the Masha instead of going to Tosis. He points it out for Ferish. It's a Tosis and Rasha more or less on the same page, but not exactly. Not at all, because this is a very fundamental difference between them, as the Kov and the Sadin points out. Fine. These are two shittas, Tosas and Rosh, are similar, but there's a significant difference between them. Now the third sheet is the Rav Yoh. What's the Rav Yoh quoted over here in the Rosh? This is the famous Rav Yoh. When the Rav Yoh says, it's by the Sol Kuf of the Korban Asanah. Ben Avi Ezri, that's the Rav Yoh from the Riva. What's it then? Even if Chamsa Shal Ilan Meruba Mitzel Ilan, Vasuka Tzilsum Mechamsa, still Psula. What? How can that be? Whatever's on top knocks out whatever's underneath it. There's a new sheet. This, Pleishua points out, this sheet is so new that Tosfos said, mildly remember that it's wrong. Tosfos never pushed that the Rav Yoh is wrong. Never dreamt of what the Rav Yoh said. That's how the Pleishua points out. He never dreamt about it. Okay, here's what it says. This is the sheet that says Rav Yoh. This is the Shittas Rav Yoh. Okay. Ah. So the Rosh points out at the very end of Simon Yudalid, Vahid the Hutzin, Lomikistach Puzzle, the Gova Gorim, which appears to be in the Tan. Okay, it's not Puzzle, it's just too high. You look at the Korban Asana, Resh, the Makaria of the Mishkudim, Ein Sarach Lefnim, Kevin the Ein Aschach Puzzle, Kenegat Schach Kosher. If the postel on top is over the air gaps, then it's kosher. Rav Yom only possible is directly underneath the schach postel on top. So writes the Korban HaSal, explains Pshat, Shitas HaRav Yom. Okay, so we have a third sheet, the Rav Yom. Now the Ran talks about this as well. If you don't mind opening to the Ran, it's page, I think Yud Bey is in our print. Also Sukoso. He makes a comment on the second word, Sukoso. Right? What is Sukoso? What does it mean? Sukoso, Mashma, Suka Kshera, Karoi. Not the way we saw in Toast in the Rush, that the Sukh itself was not Susa Ruba. That's the Mitsarif. You have to treat it to reach that. No. The Ran says not that way. So the Ran sounds like he's saying more or less along the lines of the Rav Yom. Okay? And explains it a little at the end of the first column page of base, which if you have the old Gemaras, it's just as that page Heyam and Aleph begins. Okay? He says, Kemish et Seelo Ilan Shuposel Omed Lamala, Harehu Mevatel Schach Tzel Schach Kosher Shulamat Rimenu. And then he adds, Shereena Meshamish Klum, Kemish Shaelio Meitel Olov. You have 90% schach and then 20% in the tree. 90 minus 20 is 70. So thanks, tree, but no thanks. We can do well without you. Not without you, but without anything underneath you. That would be kosher in that case. Otherwise, it would be no good. Doesn't matter what came first. So explains the Ran along the lines of the Rav Yom, right? So on the Ran sounds like it's saying exactly the same thing as the Rav Yom. So would appear. Okay. So would appear. What will happen on both sides if the Elon is Tzilsa Meruba Mechamsa? Ran says in column 2, "Avol ilo etzil sibum mechamsa lo mevatel beruba kevan she'en aschach hakosher mol besuka klum." In other words, if the tree is tzil sibum mechamsa, then forget about it. There's no way we can machsher anything. Doesn't work. All right, let's say it's batel berov. It's not a regular bittle we saw before. Right? It's not a regular bittle. Right? Doesn't work, doesn't do klum. Doesn't do anything. So if once you have tzilsibu in the tree, it's impossible without the barov. That's what it barov. You have the tree is 51% schach, and the schach kosher is 90% schach. So obviously much, much more than the tree. It wouldn't help. Yeah.
So when all these other rishonim with the Rav Yom and the Ran, they say this pshat of that when you come to a halakha and start a schach puzzle, like a schach kosher, with the tree, like the mevatel, is a schach underneath it.
Correct.
So then, when you have tzilsa meruba mechamsa from the tree, is there a psul of tachas ha'ilon, meaning the like the gzeiras ha'kasuv of the sofa bias or whatever, does that apply? Or?
Well, once you have tzilsa meruba on top, it's going to be impossible to ever achieve, quote to the Rav Yom, a schach kosher underneath. Because you can't have 251%. Right? Once you have 51% on top, so you knock that 51% up on the bottom definition, the most you can have is 49%. That counts, so that's gonna be no good.
Right, but then what's the purpose of the of this like this zero cost of
top? Shnei Schofen, we'll come to that. We'll try to talk about that a little bit later, Shnei Schofen. So we're just not discussing Shnei Schofen as such. We'll see you soon. A very good question that you're asking. Very good. We'll come back to that a little bit later. So we have Rabosa, just the Chazir Olva, we have the Shita of Toysvis and the Rosh. Toysvis goes with the Masho, the Rosh goes with the Korban HaSadol, and we have the Rav Yom, and then we have the Ran. And the reason I want to tell you this distinction is because we're going to open the Shulchan Aruch, please open your Mishnah Brewers, we'll see exactly how this plays out. have my Mr. Ruin. Somebody else? Yes. So, has the Mishnah Brura, Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Brura rule on all of these various issues? Let's take a quick look. Okay, on both sides of Siman Tov, Resh Chavav, Sifar. It's the numbers, the first line in the Hilchos Sukkah, basically. Okay? Yesh Omrim, says the Mechaber, Shema Ilan Tzil Sibur Mechamso, Sula b'cholinyan, after masuka silsa meruba mechamsa. That's it. You're finished. It's all over. It's all over. What does that mean? What does this Yeshua mean? What does it mean? He finishes. Av leilan chamsa meruba mitzilsa, in masuka silsa meruba mechamsa, leilan kshera. So it can't be like the rush. Right? Came like the rush, because he says, if the sukkah silsim of chamsa is kshera, right? If what? Ilan chamsa would be tilsa, otherwise not. Came like the rush. So it must be, it's holding like Toysa Shita, but the Marsha presumably. Then later on, the Yesh Omrim, last line on the page, I feel him as sukkah silsim of chamsa below Ilan. Ilan chamsa would be tilsa, and I feel him mechuvan, and this is the Rabbiya. So the two shears that made the cut are Taisvis and the Rav Yah, and the Rosh never made the cut. Never made the cut. Fine, okay. Says the Ramah, Miu, in Hishpil Anaf from the Mata, the Irvin, the Masrach, Shana the Koran, the Talon, the Sukkot Shera, that's the Gemara of Chavata, Chivton. Then he says, a Chiddush, Bechene Miniach, Sach HaKosha, or Sach HaPosul, Mikri Eir HaKosha, Mordechai Perakam of the Sukkot. This is, oh, an extra one. Thank you. Off my office. Okay, very good. Thank you so much. We have two. This idea of the Mordechai, that you don't have to have Irvan, it's enough to have what? It's enough to have Iniach Schach Kosher, Schach Posel, Mikri Erev Kosher. That only means, Rabbi Osai, to knock out the Rav Yor, presumably. Right? Take a look at the Sharetzim. Sivkot on Zion. Who says so? A bunch of you against the Mogad Avram. They quoted the Ran, the Rosh, doesn't prove anything. Magad Mishnah says that according to the Rav Yor, this is very important, it's true. According to the Rav Yo, we know what the Rav Yo said in terms of the Gemara's Kasha, that the top knocks off the bottom, will Eruv work to eliminate that psul in this kind of a circumstance? It's not completely clear. Not completely clear. Okay? The Mordechai said that the Rav Yo is quoting the Mordechai, and then according to the Mogan Avram, according to the Rav Yo, there's no Bittul Berov. Itzul Simruva Mechamsa in the Schach. Kshera, even in the case of Irvan. Now, Iran didn't say it that way. When we found the Magen Mishnah said that way, Rabbi Osai, and he said the name of the Ramban. Okay? And the Ramah said, what? Ein Mikorim. Right? Even in Maschach, Ein Mikorim, Betelin, Vasuka Kshera. That's the Mishnah Baruch Hes. In Hoya Tzilsimu Rechamsa, I feel Hoya Nikorin, or in Menachem Zal Gabezer, Mamish, Shari, Kevin Shem Ruin Misracha Ilan, Yesh Cholkim Alze, that's the Mogan Avram, Yud Aleph, Mogan Avram, that's the Mogan Avram, says that way, Mechumra. Okay, so, fine. Kitzer, this is an additional dispute. Additional dispute. Halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, Nacha l'hachmer. He says, because Yesh Cholkim, right? Yesh Cholkim Azeh. And the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Zayin at the end. Yesham l'odeh achon of the Rav Yor. Lo mahani ala filip fi hishpil. Elim kein as schach asuk et silsi b'mechamsa below Eilam. Ulamaisa Nochal Hachmer Kavasayim. Right? Who says so? Ches Bogan Avram. Okay. So this is the within the Rav Yah, what will happen in the case if you mix them up? Again, the Rav Yah is the one who holds the top knocks off the bottom. What if you mix them up? Will you say that the row of kosher works? So most posts will say yes, and the Bogan Avram says no, and the Mishnah says it's Kedai to be Machmer like the Magen Avraham, even though the other posts say the Magen Avraham is incorrect. Fine. That's a whole discussion. Fine. Good. Now, you take a look at both sides over here in the Bir Halacha, going on the Ramah, the second line. The one on top of the other is considered to be heir of the Kasher. Good. Let's take a look at the in the Bir Halacha. Nikri. The Ramah calls the Mordechai, Yiniach Sach Kosh Ala Sach Posel, is considered to be the Eruv. So we don't pass in the way. You have to have Eruvan Mamish. Eruvan Mamish. Okay? That's what the long Bir Halacha says. We need Eruv Dafka. Doesn't matter on top or on bottom. Okay? So this is the summary at the end. Rashi tells us you need Erev Schach Kosher Tzilsim Mechamsa. And then it's going to be Kosher. According to Rashi tells us, because you have the majority. According to the Rav Yah, who says, Lo Mahani Tzilsim Mechamsa. Why? Because the thing on top knocks up the thing on the bottom. Halo Mikri Zeh B'Shem Erev. V'chein Masa B'Mama Mordecha. According to the Rav Yah, the only time we say that the top knocks off the bottom is if the top is on top, and the bottom is on bottom, and there's air between them. But if there's one directly on top of the other, then it's mikri air of the kosher. So this Ramah, according to Mordechai, only to knock off the Rav Yah's chumrah. Follow what I'm saying? To knock off the Rav Yah's chumrah, it's enough to have one directly on top, touching the other. It's considered to be one big thing. Right? That's your question before. Shnei Skopas, etc., etc. It's one big thing. But if you're talking about a situation in which you require the Schach Posel to count with the 51%, then you have to have mixed in mamsh. Okay, that's what the Bir Halacha is basically saying. Very important. It's Chazer again. So we had Tosis, we had the Rosh, and we have the Rav Yom. The Ran is a little off to the side, come back. So the Mechava passes 2 days. First day is Tosis, next day is Rav Yom. Rosh never made the cut. Right? And the Ramah, who says that if you mix them up together, so the sukkah is kosher, even according to the Rav Yah, the question whether what will happen in a situation in which you mix them up and it's not enough, it's not 51% of Schach kosher. You have the Mitzirif. Will the Rav Yah agree to us that the Mitzirif works if it's mixed up? The Machloek is our poskin. And we pass the Negro that it's okay, but we should be Machloek, but I feel like we're wrong. And then, how you define mixing up? According to the Rashi Vitosis, that you need the Schach Posel to count to 51, you soon have to completely mix up one and the other. According to the Rav Yah, they're referring to a case where you have 51% of Schach Kosher. Just you don't want the thing on top to knock it off, but that Kumra is enough to have one directly on top of the other. So it's, you have to read it study. You have to parse the expressions carefully to get through this. Alright? This is the indication. The Pnei Yeshua has some interesting things. He wants to quote the Rav Yah. Is the pshat at the top knocks off the bottom completely, or someone says zev is a gur. We saw the lashon of the Rav Yah. It's zev is a gur. It's not that it knocks it off completely. They join together. That's why it's no good. So love the shashal. We don't have time to go into it right now. Just making a brief reference. Fine, but good. We spend time on the Gemara's kasha. Now the Gemara's teretz. B'shechavata. So what does the word chavata mean? So we understood until now because we're pushing the Yidden. We follow Rashi. Right? How about that? I mean, we know what Rashi says. Hishmil anofim lemata muravim him as schach kosher vein irin b'yen who schach kosher rabba lovim avatel the rabbis come in the book of the Ruba. Okay? Right? Rashi's clear. Many lines later towards the end of the narrow lines I'm a farish chavata tlisha oh, shlifa toeh diva chubu mayahani b'toleshu Hakatani al Kitzitzon, the Chal Dereshim v'Chubarin. Yod, he told us, Shul Tilsimu Mechamsa, Amayla, no Nafal Asach, etc., etc. So he doesn't like the pshat that it means you cut it off. Rashi rejects that pshat. But you understand very well the fact that Rashi rejects the pshat doesn't mean that nobody said the pshat. Right? Doesn't mean that. Take a look at Rabbi says Chavot. So what does the word Chavotah mean? Hishpil Anafav Lamata V'irva. So what does the word Chavotah mean according to this? So the Balamor does Rashi a kindness and explains Rashi Shita. Isn't that nice? Is that nice of it? On page Yud Dalet, the Balamor says, what does it mean? Have a look at the Balamor, please, on page Yud Dalet, our print. You guys all have our print. What does it mean? It means, Yeshua Shlomo Pirishacha, the end of the page, Yud Dalet. He says, Kinyan Chavot Rami. Oh, Sheshpilan V'irvan Maschach. Very good. Okay? So you lowered it. You got it all mixed up. That's what the word Chavot means, to lower it and get mixed up. Franklin Balamar, but if not Hitler less, I get from us at the last, who came to the Shechifton, where he has Sichuk Lamala Mehen, who the Katani Sach, Sichuk Gabam. Angel Hashpala, Elahala. In our case, we understand Chifton because the tree is on top and the Sichuk Kosher is on the bottom. But there, it's exactly the reverse. Right? So, Chifton, there the Sichuk is on top. So, right? It's Sichuk Al Gabam. So, the question would be, how do you explain it? Take a look at Os Lamed in our, it's called the Shema Lamor. Quotes of Iri, Haka Bechav Talosh and Ashpola, Afihidu Asagef and Atumas Talosh Chavotam, Hech Lash Chavotam Nofal of Bola Rei Sicha Gal Gaba. But she Epshar, she hish Bilbade Aschach, the ear from Zeb is Eh, that's what it means. You lower, in that case, you lower the Schach, which is kosher on top, and mixed it into the Geffen on the bottom. Okay? Shem on the ball comes through in the clutch. Fine. So what's the Balamor's hope shot? Venerally, it's on the first column of Yudal. Achish, Mesa Sikhok Il Choso, Hidlo, Sagefem, Mesa the last Ben Shidlo, Sal Gabi Sikhok, Ben Shidlo, Sal as far as Tahas Sikhok, Emoisa Hamas, Shalil, Atsum Ruu, Mitzil So, Eno Post, Lesa Sukhok, Afo Pish, Lo Khofto, yet, Emes and Mishim Tsir, Sak Post, Sak Koshnik, for Kodam Hirshim, Akosh with the Post. Avon Hoyset, Silsa Shalil, Meruba Mechamso, Ain't you deem us a sacha kosher, blow a chibut, moklu? Mention sikhak agabi ilan, mention sikhak tachta, have a sukkah tachas ilan, rachmona pasla, the koshka ilan, chitachas a sukkah, so it's no good. That's what the Balamor said, it depends which came first. That's what he says. What does the Balamor based upon? So here we go. The Raiva will do the Balamor a favor and tell us where the, you know, it's the same as Rashi, Balamor did Rashi a favor. One good turn deserves another. So he's going to explain pshat in the Balamor. At the Balamor, it's worked with an assumption that we say, Rishon Batel. Okay? That's the Bible on the previous page with Gimel. He quotes over here, after it says, Yudal and Beis, he says, Rishon Batel de Meyuto. V'chein kol psal, Shiyobo Achrof. That's what he says, pshat in the Balamor. Kama bottles. The Gemara talked about in the Masechta of Azara, Sugya Yayin Nesach. Kama bottle. Kama bottle. So what does Chavotah mean? You know what Chavotah means. Chavotah means, he tells what it means. Kolomar, the pshat that Rashi rejects. Shechavat anfe ilan, asher nashu kol olam imenu. Okay. Yeah. Nashu. What's that? Os Aleph in Nashu. Kolol and a Rovol and the shadow which the Ritva talks about. But then he adds as follows, Balamor, unbelievable. The Goli Adaite lo nichale betzilo shal ilan klal v'nas ha ilan k'omim v'nei asmo lo mitztav v'sel sukkah. Wow. The Ravid says, what? Os Bezir, chivigili daita talya milsa? Depends upon what he thinks? Come on. Depends on what he thinks? How can that be? That's the kasha which the rival ass against the Balamor. Not going to be. So, there's two ways out of this one. Look at again, the Shem of the Mor host base. There's number the Ritva says, let's say Goliath died, I think. And Silo Choshev Klum. And Kan Elon Elechatichas Eitz. Once you knock out the leaves, don't left with the branches. The branches are not considered to be shade giving. Doesn't count at all. That's what the Ritva says. Okay? Ritva says. What's the Balamor say? What's the Balamor say? How do you explain the Balamor? Svaras Arbanim is stabber. He's always here to defend the Balamor, the Shem of the Mor. Not surprising. Obemes who most of Schach Kosher, Viyad, but Derech Anochas Aschach, Aksavra Machshav Kevud, the Dichle, the Schach Anochim, there we also Tachas Elon, came Viyad, with Starv Mahanfe Elon, Vishub Sula, Kama Kama Botel, Lo Mahani Schach HaKosher, Shem Mosef, Kamosh Kosev, Vim Samim, Vim Shemin. Oh, that's a different pair she has. Alam Lo Nichle, Sheheshir Es Olim, Mahani Shub, Mahashem Mosef, Miyad, that whatever is there first prevents anything more from taking effect. That's only if it's significant. Right? But lo nichale doesn't have enough significance. Fine? Says the Balamor Vaiter. Balamor Vaiter. Private Nirali. Again. And the Acha Shishimes Asichu Kilchaloch Idlos Agefen is at last. Yeah, so we say, ain't a post in a sukkah. Even without kavodah, there's no tzir of sapposel. Why? Shekva kodam akosher is apostle. But, tzilsun ruba doesn't help. Tukatakas tzir rachmona pasla. Kol shi nila takas a sukkah. It's a bit of osvav. As he's saying, kashem is sarv apostle. Kosher was miyad shemeniach gat sach kosher. For how Yeshua Elon would start the tzilus of ruba, shulamanes hakosher miyachakach. Yeah, the tzach kosher comes first. Tzilus of ruba, then you put on the anfei gefen or ilam, comes the ruba, as kosher. Right, you don't need the syrup. The sukkah kosher is good by itself. If that enough from his tzilus of ruba mechamsa, then it's possible sukkah tachas of ilam. Okay, that's a sugya as a custom. Of sukkah, that's how he explains an os vov, what we call the shemen lamor. All right, that's what it explains. good. A little bit further. Shamati mishem chak me'ador shechshiru akizu zayin abenim tam nagonim tosdav yud. If the good stuff is first, if the bad stuff is still some ruba, it's also good. Lo nirli divrayim. The Tanya of Bryce of the Sukkah station will over Sukkah Takas a Sukkah. Over Sukkah Takas a Yilam. Takas Yilam like Takas a Sukkah. Sukkah Takas a Sukkah, Takton of Chotemus, Lo Yona. That's no. So Takas Yilam referred to a case, believe it or not, the Sukkah before the tree. Wow. He planted the tree afterwards, or he bent the tree over afterwards. I don't know, it's a funny case. Okay. Nonetheless, it's still possible. It's still possible. That's what he says. Kadima doesn't help in such a circumstance. That's what he says. Fine. Akka. This is any other pshatim in Chavot, and the two more pshatim. One pshat again is Rashi mixed it in. Two is the Balamor. He knocked all the leaves off. There are two other pshatim. The Rach learned the pshat that Rashi rejected. He cut it off. And the Ravid, explained the Rambam, says, Hifridon Zemizeh. Hifridon Zemizeh. And by doing so, the pulse is not on top of the kosher, and it's okay. So the lines of the Rav Yoh, if you move it over, it's going to be okay. So there are four different pshatim as to what the word Chavata actually means. Simple pshat of the words. We have also the discussion of the Balamor, but which came first. The Balamor depends what, and the Rav explains kama bottle, and then the question of Gilu Das. Rav thinks Gilu Das is ridiculous. We think it's not so ridiculous. The Shem and the Mor is right. This is why whatever comes first wins is only what comes first has enough significance that you want it to be there. If you don't want it to be there, it doesn't have enough significance to create this roadblock. You can no longer achieve later on the level of Silsa Guru Rechabs. Okay, Rabbi Sain, that's what we just have to say. Good. Now, your question. Sukkah Shetaras HaSukkah. That's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Sukkah Agave Sukkah. Abzeres HaKasuv. Sukkah's Teshu, without a vow. Below the Sukkah Shetaras HaSukkah. Above Sukkah Shetaras HaIlam. Sukkah Shetaras HaBites. The Sukkah's Ksiv. That's the Gemara, which without a vow. And I've tested it, babe. That's the Gemara. So there's a little bit of a discussion here in the Sugya about this Nakuda. Okay? Fine. This is a whole discussion for Osayati. I can't go into all the part of that. There's a whole shiloh over here. But tomorrow is a case, four cases in a row. And the third is the most important case, obviously. What's the third case? Tachton Ekshera Aliona Psula. Right? That's the Chiddush, I think that's the Pshita. And the seventh line of Yud, Amud Aleph, it says, according to Agir, so, Ma the Tema, Nigzer Dilma Mitzvah Sakhosel Madisvah Kosher, Kamash Mlon, we don't make it Xavier. Right? You take a look at Tosis, the big Tosis, they call it to be a Doha because they have a different Girsa. You have my version, Ozan Honda, you see bolded stuff. So the end of the narrow lines in the big Tosis, I've tested the bits. Okay? It's also Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan says, Lamala Meyeshim is not called Tzchav Posel, only because of the Gova. Because the Gemara says, Tachtonik Sherev, and the other Psuot Shrikalei, Mal, the Tema, watch this. Nitzdarev, Sak Posel, but it's not kosher. It's not Agirsa. Agirsa, Mal, the Tema, Nigza Dilma, Mitzdarev, but Rabbi Natan didn't have Agirsa. Doch ha kunch is the first half of God the Kamel Yom the Tokov. Mao the Tame and Nixon Mr. Tachton which is in the Kamel Yom the Malamichov. That's a Doch ha Kshari says, Nitzcha. That's because he didn't have the Gersa of Nixon Dilma. He didn't have the Gersa at all. So therefore he has to hold the Lomdash of Shah that as long as even if the Yom is more than 20 Amos, Loch HaShina, why? It's not intrinsically possible. Mao the Tame and Star, Star, Postle, that's Star Kosher. You consider more than 20 possible mamish? No, it's only the gova. It depends a little bit on the gears. So my focus Rashi in the time over here in the sugya, and this leads us to the next part of the sugya, which is again just make brief references to it. Sukkah tachas hasukkah, right? Sukkah tachas hasukkah. More has it. Details. When is your psul of sukkah tachas hasukkah? Not every single case is subject to the psul of sukkah tachas hasukkah. Three sheetahs, Rebbe Osei. What are the three sheetahs? What's between them? Tefach. What else? Four what? Ten. Shmuel says ten. Why Shmuel says ten? Ketshera kach psula. Machshera v'asara. Hapsula v'asara. Okay. Fine. Good. How do we pass it? Machlokes. Take a look. The best place to look this up is the Rosh Siman Tezvov. In the Fences. Rosh Siman Tezvov. The whole sugya is a famous riff. The riff at the very beginning in the Pesachta says that this Gemara proved that the Rav is right. We glossed over Rav on our base quickly. That the reason for 20 Amos is because of Diras Kevin. Right? Diras Haroi was the Kevin. Okay, here it's also. How about Sukkah the Sukkah? So we pass in these 10. Shmulai 10. Okay? So the Balaiter says he passed like a Chist and the Ramlin, 2 against 1. 2 against 1. But and he calls men, others will hold the same way. I hold this, no, he says it's no raya. Nifsuk is shvua. Why? Suga de shas kava say. The kama, elashena real adira, hechidami. L'gavoa asara. You see, we paskin like Shmuel, no suga ain't the urine, karam uksasis. This is all going according to Shmuel and according to Shmuel only. Okay? That's what he passes like Shmuel, Rabosai, Tamad in the Stavaru, Rabosai. So writes the Rush, passing like Shmuel, even though the others against him. Hilchos HaKavah say. Fine.
Good.
It's okay, it's passing like Shmuel, brings the same Raya. I'm not going to all the various rites. Fine. And quotes a Ramban. Gova Asar Tfachim. Gagal Yoni Chol Lekabel Korom Uksosus. Afilu Ayde Atchak. That's the Gemara over here. On Daf Yudam and Aleph. Yichol Lekabel Ayde Atchak. Okay. So that's going to be a problem. It's such a sukkah. But you have to have a real sukkah on top. You have to have a real sukkah on top. Ramban has a kash against the Balamor. He passes, you don't need 10. And he still passes, you need Kabbalahs with Karam Uksosis. It's a stira. What would it be? Ozzy Basa Dira Klal, if you don't need 10. What's going on over here? The Pashtrat is this whole discussion of Rav Dimi is going only according to Shmuel. So the Aruch on their answers is a different girsa. Different girsa. What's the different girsa? Look at the Rashi. Shanina, ain real adir muruvachas, av real adir ayde atchak. Stop. That's already answered. Gemara zakasha, yud mamish da 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 da. Hey dummy, sarah. Tanakama is afkidim with the psula. Answer the Gemara called to the shiur of Rabbeinu Chanan on new terms. Ain real adir muruvachas, av real adir ayde atchaki. Okay. Period. Then Rav Dimi is answering a different kasha. Kasha of Karam Uksosis is a different kasha. But the original Teretz, Rabosai, is going according to Shmuel. But Rav Dimi says, goes according to everybody. We already answered the kasha before Rav Dimi got into the act. So the Rochaner answered the Balamor's the Rabban's kasha against the Balamor. So it's a little bit complicated, Rabosai. Fine. This is the Sugya Sagamara. This is the Sugya Sagamara. Okay, just one or two more points on this. You have to start moving to the next Sugya. Yeah. Take a look at Rabosai over here, where we just came from. Tov Resh Kavov, Mikri. There's an interesting parenthetical remark. Very last line. It says, what the Rashi tells us is all mixed in. What the Rav Yo, lo mahani tzilsim b'mei chamsa, racket. Afilu b'yoshe b'tzel asuk b'nei sha'ilun meithu l'mala, v'koshkein sh'yoshe b'tzel ilun. Wow. A chiddush. That if the ilun is on the bottom, it's worse. It's worse. Sounds that way in other Rishonim as well. And this is partly explained by the Brisker Rav. We don't have to quote Brisker Rav whenever we can. The Brisker Rav is quoted here saying the two dinim is chach, sail and ohel. Keep that in mind. Sail and ohel. How do you know that the dinim of ohel apply to schach? I would say it's only the dinim of sail. There's a bunch of rites. Parutz Gomet. You saw the Moed Aftezvav. That's only a dinim in Mechitzis, right? Ohel, right? Toys and Chul, we saw. Then, Chavez, Chavod Rami, we saw that last week a little bit. It means it's Chavod only applied by Ohel. And, on Afi Testament Beis, the Gemara says, in your Rochav Tefach, to be considered to be an Ohel. Shifuwe Olam Ka'olam. See that it's a lot of Ohel. But it's also a din of Tzeil. So the question becomes, the din of Sukkah Tachas HaSukkah, Al Gemara, what's that? Is it a din of Tzeil or a din of Mechitzah? So the Ran seems to say it's a din of Tzeil. That's a famous Ran. We read it before. Lo Meitzel Klum. The Torah, in the beginning of Tov Resh Chavav, the different part. The makam aror l'sukkah tachas aver hashamayim. So dinah mechitzas agat has to be separate between the sukkah itself and the aver hashamayim. Not chasson in the sale necessarily. That's what's quoted from Brisker Rav, and it's going to come up again as we go a little bit later on. Okay. Rabbosa. So this thing of Shnei Skochim, right? It's no good. Shnei Skochim. What kind of thing is it? So it suggests, according to the Ramban, it's a din in the Chitza Sagat. According to the Rabbi saw, it's a din in the Tzel. And if the Halacha holds, the Gabbai Tzel, the Skach HaElyon is the most important one. With respect to Shnei Skochim, the Tachton is the more important one. Okay? So if it's a Tosel Zamata, it's a Kolshkin. Follow what I'm saying? We switch gears. The perspective of Tzel was on top is the most important, as we saw in the Ram. The perspective of Shnei Skochim, which he says is the Yasa Kosum, the other one on the bottom is more important. It's making a long story very short. Fine. Can't go into the discussion. We have one thing after more that is distinguishing can and can't supply. And that is the whole idea of Bittul, Chavot, according to Rashi, means Bittul, is strange. Strange. The Rav Yoy Yasa Kasha, a mevatlan isa lechatchil. You're there. So what is the answer? It's la'ana also, mitzvah lavli honestin. We'll discuss that next semester. We saw mitzvah lavli there. But it's not enough. Then he says, you also mevatlan the fourth is man of the mitzvah. So chalam vayda won't work. Right. The taz, I think it's worth opening to see the taz. Let's take a look at those. Here, see if cut from the base. I see a quote, it's a quote of vote, you don't have the title in front of you. Khan ain't Shem Yisr al zeh. Khan an Yisr. It's a question of a mitzvah. No Yisr basi yasa. I feel also a psul gamur. Okay, so it's not considered an isser. An isser. Okay, fine. Then he suggests, of course, this is from the earlier sources we said, Mr. Lovely Honest did them. But the Taz has this on top of this child over here, and Sid Cotton face. He calls the Lavush. The Lavush. And Michael Lavush. Aside for the moment. So, Rabosai, the Poshpel, the Rav Yos Kasha, you get the impression against the Bogan Avram that a robe is enough, even if there's no Schach, 51% of Schach Kosher. That's what he's asking. Right? The same Rav Yos, as the famous piece that we know, we learned about it until now, top knocks out the bottom. Is asking Akasha that the bit list of the Chatchila. Pasha says there's enough of a robe, even though the Schach Kosher itself is not Silsim of Mechamsa, it's relying on the other stuff to be. The Bogan Avram, I don't know, didn't have the Rav Yoh, but what's the loveness of the Bogan Avram? What's the loveness of the Machlokas? Here's the Esha. Does Bittul create things, or only Bittul can knock out things? That's the famous Oni Gyantar talked about, that famous thing. And the Rav Rav would fit with Oni Gyantar. He says, you can't, if you don't have 50% of Schach Kosher, nothing's going to work. Aye, but you have the Schach Pasul's bottle. Yeah, bottle, very nice, it's bottle. But you cannot achieve something with Bittul. You can only knock things out. You can't achieve things. You can't achieve things. Impossible. Along the Shishalim. Along the Shishalim. Again, this is the sheet of the Rambam as well. What did the Rambam say? Chavata means you cut it off. Right? So, what does the robe achieve? It's cut off. What is the robe for? Oh, so the answer is, you're both saying, robe only works to knock off the issue of Taseh v'lo min ha'osur. Give a look, Rabosai, in the Bir Halacha, right over here. The Bir Halacha. Sorry. Sorry, Shiyashvil. Sosem v'zeh lo k'das ha'rambam. Dimine k'tzitza dafka. Why not Mahani? You know why? For the same reason we spoke about earlier. Because Bitful will not achieve something positive. On the other hand, the case we have five pairs of kosher tzitzis, one pair of pasul tzitzis, not batel barov, because you're not going to make the pasul one kosher. Okay, the raffles like the Rambam too. Therefore, it's worthwhile being mechoshes for the Rambam Shita that Bitful will not work. And the lumness we said until now. Bitl cannot achieve something which is positive. Only knock off its chazer. You knocked off the chazer. It's gone. Doesn't create something positive. Reminds me of Thursday Shiloh. But you can't make a nothing into a something. I spoke a little bit about that. Urari and Parshat Vayigash. Parshat Shavuah. It's a little reminiscent of that. Of that Nekuda. Okay. Of that Nekuda. Fine. That's what the Bialacha suggests over here, that it wouldn't work in this kind of a case. The Vittel did not achieve what you want to achieve. Okay, that's according to those posts. Fine. Now, Rabosai, let's discuss a little bit the whole issue of the Rashi on Testament base, which is how we started. Of course, we started Testament base. Let's go right back to Testament base, where we started. What did Rashi say? Shmamino, the Rashi and Testament base. Take a look. Halacha the Vesachan al Kanei Agat Shekorin Lattice. The little dollar is. Lattice. Alpha Pisha Smukha Zula Zula Komos Megillo. Kev the Chamsen Ruba Mitzilsa. Okay? So you can make a stack on top of the lattice. No problem. No problem. Okay? However, the Mordechai says, according to the Rash Mikutzi, that Tzchach Posel knocks the Kenegdo, the Rav Yo, you got to get rid of the lattice. Because the Posel was underneath it. Alright? You got to get rid of it.
Posel's underneath it?
Whichever way, I think the Tzchach is, which is which. Which is not, let's take a look at the Mordechai. Watch, don't trust our memories. Take a look at the Mordechai. On both sides, take a look. Tough Shin Lamadala, I think it is. Okay. The Pirish of Shusha Mikutzi, Yesh Lahach Mimalahos, and call a lattice. She'ala Sukkah. Oh, it's on the Sukkah. Afal pishach hamsmu mitzilsa, pishay post and connect them. More of an imperative, mitzavah lahosin arava aleim. Inay medliskof arava ad alatis, the levi kabo chavata. Oh, as we saw before, according to the Rav Yor's issue, you have to put one smack on top of the other. According to Rashi, tells us it's not enough schach kosh, you got to be mixed it together. According to Rav Yor, the problem is one knocking off the other. If the one directly are touching directly. As we saw in the Bialocha, that's mashma from the Mordechai Tov Shana Medalit as well. Mm-hmm. So it appeared. Interestingly, Rabosai, there's a tour. Today I brought the tour in to show you what it said in the Mefarish. Tov Reish Chav Vov Siv Gimel. Tour writes as follows. Yesh machmir lo lasa suga lemata bebayis tachas agak af al pish yisiru ha-rofim keva she nishorem adayin ha-eitzim ha-dakim she rofim ha-munochem aleim af ish yish abe godol ben ha-eitzim yosef ich de-eitzim as we just saw ha-ben yichil ha-yanoek she osa suga bebayis tachas agak she yisiru ha-rofim ha-yazokev konim en ha-schach al agak la-arev shnei ha-schochem yachad yes ha-kol schach ha-gadol which is based on the Mordechai ve-nirli shumuter שאף עוד דברי הפוסל, כי לא עיר בהם היינו דווקא בסוכה של צלסלו ובמחמסו, ומכל מקום יש אוויר בין צחך הכושר Nechshav aschach hakosher neged ilan. Come on, the lesson is tafim avir shabo tiyacham sefer mitzilso. The Rav Yo. Ala besukah shakula ofusa. Ve'en ba avir klal afilu nechshav hakosher neged ilan. Come on, the lesson. Adayin nishat tzilso meruva meyacham sefer shayim. 90 minus 20 is 70. That's what we saw. Good. This is the tour of Osai here in Sif Gimel. Why the Ben Yechiel Machmir? Why the Ben Yechiel Machmir? Why is he so Machmir? So maybe it's a Gzeira. It's a kind of a Gzeira Ben Yechiel. That's what Ben Yechiel says. A Gzeira. Interestingly, the Baal Iter says, "Kevah sheisir rofim ad etzem ad nisharim ein aleim din tzchak posel tikler hashein aleim azira lefak begonot lachem imetayim." So if you remove the roof, if you will, whatever's left over is considered kosher. Remember, it's made from the material is fundamentally not objectionable, just that it's not made l'shem tzel. So if you remove the roof, you've not got the problems of Shalom L'Shem Tzel. It's not considered what we call Tassel Lom, and also you can consider to be a Maisa. And that's the Shita of the Baal HaHifter. That's the Baal HaHifter. Okay? Fine. Here's what it says. Now let's take a look at both sides in the Shulchan Aruch and see what they say. Now the Mordechai says this. We're in the Mordechai already. End of Siman Tov Shin Lamed Hei. Take a look. What does it say? Haymatzer Rav Yoh, Tshuvas Rav Ben Yitzchak Shekshev, Lo Shach Bekas Lomen Osui, Kevash and Dote La Nesorah Me'al Alatis, that knocks off the problem of Taase Velo Min Ha'osui. The Bach is not so excited about this Svarah. He doesn't like it so much. The Bach over here says, long, long Bach, Nina Locha, Lahach Mizu Daraisa, Ein the sachak takas alatis, ella im kimakein kimos suka shalano, sheinam avir klal kimos shakos rabenu. Or the sachak agavi alatis, as it says in the smak, uvetznai shnei ben alatis pokos mishlosha. To oz ein kilavudin, v'nas ukulin kadaf echad. Ein aschak hakosher rabel of a bavatlo. The alatis is the carb only alatis. Within three, then it's considered to be one big thing, then it's a problem. Can't be back there other than that. So writes the Bach. Now, Rabosai, is that true what the Bach said? Look at the Magen Avraham. Sif Kof and Vav. Please turn to the Magen Avraham over here. Kof Resh Kof Vav. Sif Kof and Vav. Okay. Bach. Bana. Love. Tumuin. Hapush l'arvin l'avod kevish eschach kosher b'neim. And Bosa, he says in the case of eschach kosher, between the prongs of the lattice, we don't apply the principle of l'avod. You find later in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara. Okay? Fine. The Taz is a different verb. You don't say l'avod l'hachmer. Something they get to a little bit later on. Fine. Now, the Taz here in Sifkot and Gimel talks about this sugya at some length. It's a very long Taz, Sifkot and Gimel, can't read the whole thing. Is that Rashi has a havami at the pasuk of the Shnei Schochim. He says, no, it's obviously it's considered to be one thing, that all the Latinists is within three Tvachim, even though you don't say love of the Hachmir, but as a Shem Schach, you run into a problem of Beis Schochim. That's the pshat of Eni Yechiel. Taz required actually four tefachim between the Kani Alat and the Mishnah Berurah. That's too much. Mishnah Berurah said, "Cut and Yud Zayin." Says this Taz is too much of a chumah. You know, look, Tavresh Chavar Yud Zayin. What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch writes, "You make a sukkah, you take out the ra'afim. I did the eighth and dakim are left over. It's still kshera. Yeah, why?" You did a meiser. As if you did a meiser b'guf ha'etzim, this kashru, you don't say it's a problem, shalom l'shem tzel, it's not a problem. Tassel l'manasi, either. Some of Machmir Baden. What do you have to do? It's a problem. Okay? In all cases, he says it's going to always be Tzilsim from Chamsa, no matter what. But the Yotz, all the Svekis, you make a Rebach between each one, three Tzvachon. You don't have to worry about four Tzvachon. This is all what case? Sukkah Lamata Taras Agar. You put the Sach on top of the lattice, even though the Smuchin Bepokhus Mishloshat Tzvachon, Ksheira. And we don't say Lovud. Why? We don't say Lovud because of the Yisrael before. But Rebach, the Sach in between it. Atkach, this is the important Nakuda here in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkata Yud Zayin. There's much more to be said about this, but I'm looking at the clock. I have to move. We saw Rav Osai in the Tosfos of Yudim and Aleph. We haven't all been at that test so far. It's already time has gone by. Let's now turn to Daf Yud just for a minute. Daf Yudim and Aleph. Tosfos Piris. It says in the Mishnah, Piris Aleh Asad Necham Aftab Nechem. Psula. Psula. So what's the trap? Why the psula? I still simple with Bechamsa. Yeah. Yeah. It shouldn't be a problem. Oh, I mean, the top says, what's the problem? That Hachama means should be a besh is a schach. It would have become Tzcham Subim Mitzilsa. Would have fallen off between the Anesha. Oh, that creates it. Creates it. That's what the Rabbi Natan is limited to a case. But if not for the Psadin, there'd be nothing left. This Tosi Yudim and Aleph Piris. Okay. That's what it says. Otherwise, there'd be no problem. Tzilsa Rumi Chamsa would be Okosha. That's the Tosi's enough testament base. That's what the Marsha, which came first, etc., etc., etc. Okay. Problem is, Rabbi Osai. Tosis suggests over here, and the case over here is what? Chuvas Agoni. Because Cham Simbu Meet Silsa, that's the case of the Mishnah. Frek the Rosh, take a look in the Rosh, end of Simit Tezayin, an Aizen Akash. That's such a strong Akash. If we're referring to the Mishnah to a case of Cham Simbu Meet Silsa, take a look over here. Kashi Brish Agoni, Maishnal and Aosa the Ksheira. Where does it say that? The next first word in the Gemara, Amar Chista. Roshana Alam Ne'anesha, Alam Na'osa Ksheiru. How can it be kosher? You don't have 51% Tzach kosher. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. How can it be? I feel the Na'osa Psula in Chamsa Meruba. So called them in a time, it's Tzilsa Meruba. I understand very well the Na'osa Ksheiru. But what are you going to do according to the first part of the Golden and Rashi? What are you going to do? Even without the sign, it's no good. Oh, so we're stuck. Chas was showing that they made a mistake. Chalim and Chas. Says the Korban Sanal, hey, Ma'ri Shehish Lemachakach Asuka Beschav Kosher, obviously, until you have Tzilsa Meruba without the sign. Oh, but the sign was the Noi Lo Malva Lo Morin, and then it was going to be good. Now it's Mesuchak Oskaroi. The Achama, put the Shem Schach, it won't help to put it later on because it came first. That's a beautiful answer to the Korban Asadol, which is a critical answer in Sivkot. Hey, fine. Interestingly, Maishna Lulana Osa, right? So over here, let's take a look. Hosus Kasha falls to the bottom. Maishna Lulana Osa. Lami posel neshe megan alim dein chama maishna vilana osa. So Rashi really took care of this kasha. What did Rashi say? Avil in osa says Rashi, ein shem schach oleha ukshera. It's not megan, as opposed to pure salad, which is lahogain. So Rashi really took care of this kasha. There's much more to be said. But we can't go too much further. I just want to mention that one Mordechai is in a Tov Shin Lamed Vov. There's a big Mordechai people today. And then the third time. Tov Shin, at least. Tov Shin Lamed Vov. And Pirish Rashi Shal Yifu Olam Al Shulchan. Fichach Ein Olam Tam Nochal Chai Ben Neshel Ben Oso. Yeah. I'm in a Peretchilet. Hai Tzorecha Odamu Ne'an Nesher. Abel and also b'tzaruch sukkah. Ubatal the gabi sukkah. Oh, it makes a lot of sense. To be bottled to the sukkah, it's b'tzaruch ha-sukkah. Right? That looks to a person for the sukkah. That's a very nice distinction. Okay? Fine. How do we pass in the halacha? Two opinions over here. Look over here, where am I? Second. Tafresh Chav Tes Yud Tes. Page 180. Pierce Sad Me'acham Rachnam Me'am Nesher Kloma. Shlo Yiyu Olam Kitzmin Oshin Al Shulchan Al Psula. Am Lo Pierce Elam Ne'osam Kshayra. Uhu, Tocht Al Sach. It's in one of my bets. V'yesh Omin.
Says the Be'er Locha. That's why the time Tos is quoted. Me'achas shekvayikdim asukah la'asiyosa la'asosa gilchosa. Ain't the post of Asher Pierce on that side. Achakach Asher side the house of Gamkin Tzilsim Rumbum Bechamso. Okay. Quote the first day in the Shulchan Aruch. It's no good. The Be'er Locha says we should be machmir like to be like Rak Rashi. Okay. This discussion. Okay. Fine. Now we have a number of other topics to discuss today. We're going to do all this. Let's just try our best. Rabosai, the next topic, let's go quickly, let's skip a little bit, a few things, is the study of Me'uve Kebais. Me'uve Kebais. We started from Beis and Beis, we're now back to Chav Beis and Beis. Okay, we're back. Chav Beis and Beis, Rabosai. Let's take a look. Chav Beis and Beis. What does it say? Me'uve kimin bayis. Right, this is the point from the Mishnah on Amud Aleph. Right? Apish yana kuchav nir mitocha. Sheira. Kona rabbana me'uve kimin bayis. Apish yana kuchav nir mitocha. Sheira. Ein kuchav nechav nechav nir mitocha. Beisham epulsin. Ubeisilam achshirin. At first glance. But home three. There's no psul whatsoever. Take a look at Shulchan. Take a look at Mordechai again. Mordechai is the main man today. Tov Reish Lamed Beis. What is that? Tov Shin Lamed Beis. Tov Shin Lamed Beis. Watch. Rabbi Natan Pirish, the fourth line of the second column, page Aleph. Shasol Etzel V'lo Me'uva Lo Me'akshamim Shazu Psula Shavosuk Sherek Shemegina Me'akshamim. Isa b'gemara da chaveis beisulam machshirin kosa b'rosh machshirin mashav b'diyeved. So the chatchila, you shouldn't have a sukkah which is so thick. That's what it says in the Mordechai and the Big Yesha, based on the rush, based on the lashon of the Mishnah. Machshirin means kind of a b'diyeved, rabosai b'diyeved. All right, fine. More discussion of the details. Take a look, Rabosa, it has its found in Shulchan Aruch. Tov Reish Lamed Aleph, Siv Gimel. Express. Tov Reish Lamed Aleph, Siv Gimel. What does it say? Derech Sichli Os Kal, Nish Yirman, and Kochav Magdolim, Ois Mubu Kibin Bayis, Abishen Kochav Nir Mitocha, Ksheira. Right, so at least by the Ebed, it's Ksheira. Anybody say differently? Yes. I got a smart quote to the Urayim, Rabosai. Kimin bias is kosher, but bias mamish is puzzle. Take a look over here, Rabosai, in the Mishnah Berura. It says over here in Sivkoton Vov. The Mechaba is Mekel, even though stars are not visible at all. Logo, Logtanim. Posva Kronin. Im Uva Kokach, at she'en el Gishomim Yichol Leir B'tocha, even if Shirod and Gishomim Merubim, Havi Ke'en Bayis, the Hachav Elimsom, Shum Gzeres Bayis, with the Yevet, Nu, we should rely on the Machshirin. Zayin, Shari Tshuva, Vayin Shigol Yalekek, it means that there are those who say the Yerayim, what's the Yerayim, because it's possible even with the Yevet, Rebbe Osai, with the Yevet. Wow. Wow. Some actually hold that way. Wow. It's interesting, Rebbe Osai, the following child. The Yeshua says, no raya. You mentioned this already last week, Nachazar, about the Korah Buksosis, and about the heaters, and about the shlaks. The Torah says, Psolos Goran V'yekev. In that case, it's a Simon Klala. Ah, you could have made it differently. You could have made it differently. It says the Alter Rebbe. We lack the Alter Rebbe, but over here it's a problem. Alter Rebbe said, what if you have in mind two things? Let's sail, and also to protect you from the rain. The Rebbe wants to say it's no good. No good. Rebbe Yosher says, impossible. It's absolutely impossible. Why is that impossible? Why? Look at the Rosh in Siman Yud Beis. Look at the Rosh in Siman Yud Beis. Look what it says. Who shall sell the tzeil? Right? That's the one of Ches. Lislone tachter mechorev umimotar. That's when it's good. That when it's no good. How can the Rebbe go against the Rosh? Must be the Rebbe meant in a case in which you found a way, it's so thick, that's a different story. Why do Rabbi Yosha say this? To be Machsher, the rabbi from Antwerp. What is Wunderschach? With the funny angles, remember that? So he obviously had Kavan to save from rain, and Rabbi Yosha gave him a Hefshe Shemple. And everybody agreed, but Rabbi Yosha, I never saw Wunderschach being marketed. I don't know if it ever made it big time. Never seen Wunderschach. I guess maybe so the rabbis put a kabasha, put that. Rabbi Yosha thought it was good. Take a look at the Taz, Tov Resh Lamed Hey, Sivkot and Beis. Let's give a quick look. Tov Resh Lamed Hey, Sivkot and Beis and the Taz. Let's see what he says. Tov Resh Lamed Hey, Rabbosai, Sivkot and Beis. Yeah. He has the following shaylah. He's talking about a chotet begodish. Chotet benetam, the posel vein, habata yochol ere, ala begodish ein habata yurim a haystack. You ever hear the expression, needle in a haystack? A sukkah in a haystack. The rain can't get through. How's it going to get through? The answer is, hapsum mishamot ena midrabanam, shaloy yekimin bayis. Here it's posel ben a Torah. So he's assuming that it's a din derabanan, says the Taz. The whole idea of no rain being a din derabanan, says Prima Godin. Not so simple, Rabbeinu Taz. Not so simple. Okay? Fine. Take a look, Rabbi Osai says. Tosaf Beis. Min HaTorah Apostle Bei Matayore. Vesvach HaRoi Min HaDafka. That's how Pasha that the Taz is correct. Wow. So according to the Taz, you have to say, like the Yerachaner said, most people make it Aroi. It's like a whole Klei Yeshua. Considered to be a Simon Klola on both sides. Simon Klola. Okay. If it's a Derabonon, it could be three different reasons, right? What are the three reasons? Zer Mishon Bayis. Muva is considered to be Keva. In those cases, the non-situation would be okay. The third shot, it's a lack, without rain, it lacks the Shira Roy. So Marach or Zeruah says that way, then maybe it'd be a problem with the one Deschach. Yes?
Why is it the Rabbanon that it could be considered Keva? Why is it only the Rabbanon?
I guess. No, it's not really the Rabbanon. Not really the Rabbanon. But, it's not really a lack of Keva. Some say it really is. In which case, you need the rain. And it wouldn't work if that's the case.
What was the third case? The third reason?
It's no rain, it's not considered Arora by definition. Has to rain. Has to rain. Okay. Other two say no. It's considered to be a bias. Well, it's very, very thick. It's like Kevin. So Rabbi Yoshi says, the one that's not, is not like a bias. It's not thick as Kevin. But the third reason, if that's really the intrinsic, we have to have rain. It's a different story. On both sides, Pas and Lomanos, our next topic. We have a few more topics to talk about today. I know we're supposed to finish at 11. We started a little bit late, and we still have quite a few things to take care of. We'll try to do as much as we can. We're still finishing at the 11th. It's a guarantee. That's a guarantee. Okay. So we know that Tas and Lo Manasui is a psul of psul daraisa. Tas al chashiv as yamin. It's a very serious psul. I go associate the following case, which comes up in real life. They made the sukkah under a roof, and they removed the roof. Some say it's Tas and Lo Manasui, but others say no, it's kosher. Tof resh chav tes. Look at Mishnah Berurah of Kod Yud Ches. Take a look. Tof resh chav tes. Mishnah Berurah Yud Ches. No, the wrong sitting. Sorry about that. Tof resh chav vav. Tof resh chav vav. Mutalas asukas the Ramots of Gimel, Tachas agagas asuras of Torah for this girl, who mutal asum that Shaman will answer the postman. There's a Mishnah Berurah Yud Ches. Why? Lo Bibitas of Nosik. Why? Because it says earlier in Sibbeis, why? Ho in Absul Beschach Atzmo, right? The Bach is Machmir. Others are, so what do you do? How do you get rid of Tas of Nosik? Liftoch ha-gagos l'aneh kol ha-schach yagbiya kol etz levado v'yachzav yedichenu l'shem tzeil. Woo! Whoa, man. You gotta really do a hard job over here according to this Chumah de Kashit, the founder of the Mishnah Berurah here in Tzidkoton, Yud Ches. Wow. It's a question whether it's a Masa Choshev or not if you take it off. Some say it's done all the time. It's not a Masa Choshev. Fine. The truth is, if you look at the original source for this idea of Hasara Saraf, remove the roof, if you take a look at the Beis Yosef, at the very end of Tov Reish Chav Av, the very end, he quotes the original source, but it's not the way others seem to be quoting it. That's not a main point, it seems to be. Quotes from the Aruch HaSchaim. He says, so page Tufai and Gimel, line 6. Fishagili agag v'asara saravim upikbu kadapim v'amayis alahakshar asicha chanasa b'pisul. Whoa! He added those two words. Pikbu kadapim. Yeah. What's the dapim? Footnote Chavzayin. Shekorin latus. No. The latus, Rabosai, that touches the schach. Right? Because it's touching, it's all touching. Over here, they're removing the roof is far away. I think this is a question which is raised by the Taz. The Taz is not completely clear what he's asking over here. Let's see if we can find it. Tov Reish Chav Vav. The Taz, end of Sukkot Gimel. Very humongous task. The Mayas Kashuk Kana Latas Shalomalam and Aschacha Kosher. In other words, if the two aren't touching each other, it's different. Right? That's what I'm suggesting. I can't say for sure what he means. That's how I understood. Perhaps the Taz meant that. And some deny the whole Pali, they say that the whole thing is wrong. Take a look at the Sharat Sin over here. In Sivkotin Chav Aleph. The Lob really lives so to that's Malayitur, as they are so as a rough and that's a lot of Schach Kosher. Maybe for my reason, is they're not touching each other. Maybe for another reason. Whatever the case may be, not everyone is willing to rely on the opinion of the Malayitur. Fine. But if it was made by Hesher, then you close it and open it again. That's okay. That's a Gemara that Yudah Beis. The Machzor Shekel explains. Piris Sadin took it away, put it back, took away the shirt, right? That's what we assume is good in that kind of a case. Fine. Next shot, it happened, I remember, in a shul years ago. They made the schach before the tfanus. Oh boy. Yeah, but you know, it's very easy that way. It's easier that way. Right? It's much easier to move to put the schach on when the tfanus aren't in the way. Look at the Rambam. Tov rei shlam and hey, siv aleph. What does it say? Masha osa, one second. Ein lasos a schach kono shiasa tfanus. Now, there were those who say that b'diyevet is kosher. Right? Mishnah Berurah writes over here, Tzidkot Yud. B'diyevet, kosher. Harbe achron cholkin. If b'diyevet is possible. No. We got to try to do it the proper way. There are various rites back and forth. I just have no time to go into that. You have to be merchel. Chavila. It's the next sugya. It's called quickly. Daf Yud Beis. What's a chavila? It's quoted Allah on the Shulchan Aruch. It's fast to see it that way. Tov Reish Chav Tes, Sif Tes Vov. What does it say over here? Also Zav HaChavila. Why? They should pomer Mishad and Meriach Chavilos Val Gag HaSuka Liyavsha Nimlech Olel Hashem Suka As Psul Hashem Tasev Lov and Osir Vipiso To the gods of every Chavila because of that. That's Xeris Chavila. Huh? So all sugis haGemara, fine, fine. There's all kinds of machlokes over here. Two cases I'm going to just mention briefly. I don't have the time. There's a Beis Yosef who seems to not was low duck. That's what the Kiddushi Agos quotes from Rav Leib Chanalis. I don't know if you found out who he was on the internet. Okay, so the Torah is referring to a case called Hatorah without Nianua. Right? What's the case in that situation? What does it say over here? It says, "Ein ani teres ba Torah." That's the Shulchan Aruch Yudzayin. And the tzricha ni'anua. Hatorah without ni'anua is a machlokes, and the mechaber is machmir. That's Hatorah. You undid the core that's keeping the chavila together, but you didn't. What's my door mean? You didn't shake up the straw. Okay, that's that case. But there's a more the Chayrabosa. Tov Shin Lamed Ches. Oh, I got the more Ches, the main man today. Tov Shin Lamed Ches. Take a look. Tov Shin Lamed Ches. This may be considered to be a case of what? Of Nianua without HaTorah. Some of the Beis Yosef have got the two conflated. Nianua means actually not just to pick it up, but to move it in a place, move it from a different place against Rashi. Wow. So Rashi and Nirbenta, you need both. Not enough to move it to another place. You have to do both. Okay, wow. Some say Rabosai, amazing. Ran, take a look at the Rashi. Ran page Yudches. Please turn to the Ran page Yudches. Yudches, Rabosai. Ikaman the Omar. Afa gavda osa l'sacha b'tchila b'chavilim. Afila chavila shenicha liyapsha. Im ni'ana'a k'shero. This is Nenua without a Torah. The opposite case. Hay anaf tezvav. Gav in a sorin. Ima l'chatchila ain't l'sacha b'n a sorin. But, pickbook, Why? Came at the works. Came at the machazer oleh luvatlo. Lek on the mikzah shemayeshi v'sukah shel tikkun acheres. She has to kvar. That's a famous Rashi in the next daf. The sukkah nesorim. Once you're working on kashering it, so we can be makel rabosai. We can be makel. Not everyone agrees to that. Some disagree. If Rabbi Natan disagrees with this, perhaps he holds. Take a look at Siman Tov Resh Lamed Aleph Sif Tes. This svara with the Nesorim is a matter of dispute, and everyone agrees. Tov Resh Lamed Aleph Sif Tes. Okay. Yitel Bibein Shnei Nesorim. I feel the servant of Dalit. That's what we just saw until now. Because since he's working on kashering it, right? It's the Kamash Nebruah Chafei. The 8th one on page 190. Hash the zoo tikroys of a zeb bola sos meisel osir on a smear shlom. Lenano, shem super. Mochiach shiodea shem a tried as one osir. Lekka libidish of tikroys beso. Yeah, but yesh misha omer. Line 2, the chaber. They denies that. So maybe Kubi Rabbi Natan will argue when it comes to the Sarim as well. Perhaps. Interestingly, that Ran that we saw, this Ran, the Ran is matter perhaps only by Yiniach Liyabesh, right? As the Rashi. On both sides, let's read the Rashi inside. At the very beginning of Yud Beis and the Beis, it's an unusual kind of a print over here. It's almost impossible to have a Rashi that goes from one page to the other and fill the Shas. They always start a new Dibur. Right? How many times in Shas? Almost Shas, Balpet. The Rashi continues from one page to another. So Rashi has a famous line over here. At the end of that Rashi, this fourth narrow line. I am Uvas Tikin, Vikoshkein, Shaloyavix. That we told you so in the Mishnah Brura. Okay? But what will happen when they put it up the schach? The Yanduah won't help. Why? You know why? Because the Aziza to move it, lo adif mokum sheni mi mokum risha. Idi vi idi l'shem sukkah, and the gzera is the mekoma omedes. That's the chum of the Bach. So that's a very serious question that the post-game talk about. Find it. Im Sicha Bechavir, Sifri Zayin, Tav Resh Chav Tes, Vitira, Kshera, Kevan, She'en Yisura, Ela Mishum, Zera, Mem Dalit, Ein Adom Alohod, Yisra, Sima Tar Chav Sif Beis, Im Kitzis Ha'ila, Omen, Agav Yisuka, Dachshir, Lios, Etzvaz, Yusach, And while she is not a gamkein, right? One nichol shem schach. That titzel amik adam meiser. Here too? No, shani ochel. And he's true of etzen, don't be niach ha chavil shem schach in this case. Only a gzeiro. Gzeiro, we will make it. Let's psul do reiso, mishum bachu begomor. Okay? Then it's ninua achar ha-toro. And nua, she has zizi in umkoma. Mama, she's machmer all the way. Like a man of time. You have to move from one place to the other. The Hilchos Ha'Bechagi has the kasha. Why is he so makor over here? What is the machlokas he needed in the first place? He needed Zizim and Koma, but in the classic case of Nehenua, he never required the Kabbalah time of Zizim and Koma. That's not my kasha. The kasha was raised, if you recall, by the Hilchos Ha'Bechagi, but again, I can't go into any more problem because we have to go right. On both sides, let's go a little bit further in the Sugya, the Siyata Nishmai. We know that there exists a concept of a Sukkah L'Shem Chag. But we don't require a sukkah l'shem chag. That's a sukkah naftes of an alf. Let's turn there. I'll both say a few more sukkahs to go. I'm looking at the clock. Naftes, I'll both say. Sukkah yishana, v'sham imposim, v'silim machshiri. Okay? Good. Very nice. It says over here, Yushalmi, the Taptosis, Sorg Lechadish Badovar. Okay. So ideally, it should be Lechadish Badovar. Okay. Lechadish Badovar. What kind of Chiddush? So we saw the Rosh says in the Schach itself, not the Bahak, to the chair, you move the chairs around, according to the silent quotes. What about in the Tfanos? Maybe also, what if a guy builds a sukkah? There's the Mishnah Berurah, B'vadai Mitzvah L'chadesh. This is very common that the caretaker in the shul build the sukkah. Or people who are gvirim, have full-time help, goyim, they build the sukkah. So it's not so simple. We pass in this kasha, Tov Resh Lamed Vav, Sif Aleph. Give a look. We pass in this kasha, yes. Sukkah Yishana, yeah, we pass in this kasha, Muvachi Chadish Badavar. Okay. There's the Mishnah Berurah, Lechat Chila. Right. Sukkas gan vach rak vash. It's a guy did it. Bevadai mitzvah lechadish badavar l'shem chag. You know, he made it within 30 days. Pashas, it doesn't matter, right? Ah, Rabosai, but he did it for you. Ilchus Habakkuk says, Machlokes in the Shema by Lishas HaMatzis. We paskin the word machmir. If a guy makes matzah, then you say, do it l'shem mitzvah. Masas mitzvah. Even those who are mekel in Hilchos Pesach, as is after Shmira, he did an asiya. But some say if he's a hired worker, yad pol ki yad malavais. There's a whole discussion whether Yisrael can make a bracha if a goy puts the kli into the mikvah, whether a Yisrael can make a bracha if the goy lights Shabbos candles, goy makes a makeh, goy puts up a mezuzah. But a whole discussion that I don't have time to go into it right now. Just giving you some reminders of what. We had the two different reasons for psulim by goyim, and it's relevant over here as well. Fine. Smeis machmei shlichos anachri. You can't make a bracha. Bichai shel hol. Biad pol gad malabayis. The pashtus. Okay. What happened if you made a sukkah for yontif? You want to move for next yontif? So the Mishnah Berurah writes over here in Sukkot and Zayin. Sukkah meant Mishana Lashana, after Mitchila Asol Hashem Chag, but Lo Asiya, the Magen Avraham writes elsewhere, and therefore you have to have a Chiddush Davar. That's what it says. Not so simple. If the comparison to Tarfesh Lamed Ches, that's Kedusha as Sukkah. That's next best to learn about that. Chal Shesh Shabayim, that's Batal. But the fact that you did it for the purpose of a Yomtiv, why should that be Batal? That's not an Indian of Kedusha. He brings a raya from Hazmona. Hazmona lav milsa. The Rambam writes Tarlach Sefalach. You didn't sit there yet. No kedusha at all, but Hazmona certainly is enough. So therefore, this is this chum a little bit shver. Shver. Okay. Comes to a lulav. So the Rambam says it's like a sukkah. Kosher to a goy. Question about a woman doing it. Someone says it's alachat chila, like by tzitzis. Right? And some say, no, only by Stam, this is a chat of Uksafta. By Sukkah, it's good. Tzitzis, B'nei Yisrael Amad Goy, Isha Ksheira. That's a whole fight. Ramah writes in the Chosim Sama Macha by Nisha, against the Shulchan Aruch, the Machat, the Ramah's Machmir. B'nei Yisrael, so God Al Nagaba won't help. And Gos Maimi holds that way. Against the Rabbi Matam, not give a lulav in the sukkah, there's no gzeras of kasuf. The Jew is no chashash. Told Yisrael that a woman shouldn't be the one to do it. Because all the chatchila, I understand the egged by lulav, we'll get to it next semester, not makam at all. Since it's a rabbi, it could be more makam. I say by a cotton, there's a shayla. We'll discuss the machshava with mice, the sukkah mesef bechulin, which again, we don't have time to go into right now, because time doesn't permit us. What if the walls fell down in the middle of sukkahs? You put it back up, it's good enough. Based on the Gemara, right? That's, if you did it be'echshir, there's no psul of tasa below min ha'asur. Rabosai is a Rashi. A basil shall call you mos hashan. Right? So Rashi sounds like Nafiyadal, that's a psul midoraisa. the Barais. What on the Ches, he says, Lo Midker Milso L'Shem Sukkot Darbo. Sounds like it's only the Rabbana. Which one is it? Which one is it? So some say it's really Doraisa. Doraisa. If it's meant for the entire year. Okay? The entire year. But it's only if it's meant what we call Ledira Mamish. If it's the bias Mamish, that's how you make it normally. It's called a bias. That's a Rashi Nafidal that didn't Doraisa. But if it's made from just from twigs, then it's only the Rabbanon. That's the Rashi Nafches. That's what we have to enter the Stira in Rashi. It's made that Sneers Bialba, according to Rashi, it's possible perhaps even with the Raisa, not meant at sale at all. And Sotel is meant for an Otsar. Rashi says it's the Raisa, not meant for sale. This is how the Hilchos HaBechag resolves the various contradictions in Rashi about this very critical point, which is again based on the Sugya on the Nafches and the base primarily. Primarily. Okay. Fine. The Alter Rebbe said, if it's made for sale and to live the Bekvias, it's not a sukkah, but a bias. Others say no. It's made l'shem chag. It's made l'shem chag. It should be good. So something depends on machlokas, is it chayv and mezuzah now? As we saw, machlokas, is it chayv and mezuzah or not chayv and mezuzah? Those who say, Mr. Brewer and Mr. Kuryakov, you need Aroi, Turim and Mezuzah, made for Schach. Even though later on, it's going to be Chamedira. If it's Chayv and Mezuzah, it's a Diras Keva, then it's Possum and Torah, if it's meant that way from the beginning. That's what he suggests. But that which the Alter Rebbe says, it's made for Tzel and Sneas and Otzer, is Possum, that's very difficult. That's not a bias. It's a Psul of Sneyatzlo, Lonas and Tzel. It's meant for two reasons. Should certainly be kosher. So we have difficulty in this understanding. And the Tziv says, if you make a L'shem Mitzvah, you don't need a L'shem Tzel. That's the Rashi that base. Sukkot Mitzvah ain't a L'tzel. So that's another important consideration which the Tziv has. Fine. Okay, we have to stop at this. We have only a few more things to talk about. One is Nisarim. This is going to be all the way to Yudal and the base. It's our last discussion is Nisarim. The Bosa, Nisarim, Yudal and the base. Nisarim. What does it say in the Mishnah? Nisachim and Nisarim. The Rabbi Rameh Oseh. Rochav Arbot. Tvachim Kshera. Uvash Yish and Tachto. Achokus bin Nisarim. Sheshim Arbot. Rameh Oseh. Xeris Tikra. And he holds no. Eilim Arbot. The Reakol. Kshera. And Shmuel says no. No, the machlokas is what? Ain't the marbo. Yesh marbo, the reakol, psula. I can't be alma, means between 3 and 4. Fine. How do we pass in the halacha? Let's turn to the Rosh and see how we pass in the halacha, Rabosai. Can we look, please? The Rosh. Simon Chav Ches. Simon Chav Ches. Okay, how do we pass it? Based on the sugya of Hofchan Altina, which we're not going to right now, but the Rosh says, we pass it, if you turn it upside down, it's no good. V'aliba the Rav lo mituk ma'apuk la meroi aliba the Rabbi Meir, u'berichov and arbo, v'kaim lo mepeg v'shotziu, we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. Well, the Shmuel, it works very well, so then we pass it like Shmuel. I didn't follow Rabbi Yisuri, and here's an exception to the rule. An exception to the rule. Fine. But the riff passes away. We drive from our papa. Okay. Goes back and forth. The Razalei, Rav Yishai, Trani, passing the halacha like Shmuel. Okay. Okay. The Raivit passes like Rav Meir, because they're also the Karav. Va'kol Ola Sinanecha. Interesting. Interesting thing. What does that mean? It's a fascinating concept. Now, Rabosai, it's Chazer again. What did Rav say? What did Shmuel say? Just keep one hand here in the Rush, one hand in the Gemara for a second. I'm just going to make a quick summation. What did Rav say? The Machlokas bin Nisarim Sheish bin Arbo. And Shmuel said, what's a machlokas when ain't a marbo? Obviously, Rav is a much bigger maker, right? If you hold, it's a machlokas when the Yeshua Rabba, how do you paskin? Well, paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda holds is good, even what? Even Arba. Rabbi Yehuda is Asis. So if it's four, it's also less than four is going to be mutter. That's if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda and like Rav. What does the Rav say? Say like Shmuel, defining less than Arba, but paskin like Rabbi Meir. Why our mayor? I look at our mayor because they're also. It's all the same thing. Four is no good. Less than four is no good. Again, four is no good. Less than four is good. No difference. So we had a kasha because the Gemara said b'shasa sakana you can be maker. That's another base. So we thought shasa sakana can be maker only if there is a maker. According to one opinion, Shmuel, there is no maker. So how can he say is sigla necha? So the answer was, in this particular point, the sigla necha, but there could be differences down the road. Again, that answers other kashas as well, but we can't go into this pratim right now because time wasn't allowed. We got a couple of more horrors about this issue. So we have to skip one thing I wanted to talk about, but I just have no choice. Let's just finish this thing a little bit more. Both say that enough tesvav, this sugya is continued. We are doing yudal, but the Gemara continues to tesvav. We already saw a little bit of it before. Hamakaris the cause of bishpudin of aruchas samita, yesh revach menei kibos k'shera. Okay, that's what it says in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Truth to the one who says paros kovin is kasher." The Gemara says, "No, but nichnas v'yotze." What does that mean? But nichnas v'yotze. If Sal Haroch of Kamosi of Likos Yosef Rebach Shemetayim, so Psal Yosef Rubin Al Shpudin, Rabbi Yosef Al Shpudin, so therefore there's going to be Schach Kosher more than Schach Posel, so it's good. Frank Tarsus, here it's considered to be Zel Gabe Zel. That's a problem. And the question is, why ask the Kashin to the terrorists without answering? Not answering anything. Let's see. Can't go into all the product, no time. I'm just showing you a carbon asana, just to save time, I'm going to say. A carbon asana over here, sip cotton hay. Take a look, please. Carbon asana, the sugar sip cotton hay. So many things. Hold on. Find it. Sibin Chof Tess. Sib Cotton Hay. Too long. I just can't do it. Now there's one more topic which we must discuss. Let's just go straight to what I want to discuss. I'm skipping the Hirshel Tzamtzum Sugya. One final Sugya. That's Matzelis. That we have to discuss. That's the last Sugya for today. Everything else I'm just skipping. Matzelis is a very, very important sugya. We had a long discussion about Matzelis when we were Katza today, a little bit, but we have to at least talk about it somewhat. So sugya that for your tests, Matzelis. So there, it says it depends what it's made for. The shechiva is no good, the kabotoma, Otherwise, it will be okay. So the Rush discusses Machzelus at some length. At both sides. Simon Lamazayim. I feel bad to skip the whole Sugim Besorim, but it's not on top. Simon Lamazayim. Writes as follows. In Kunal the Tzorach the Veracher, Ein Mekabel as Tumma. You can buy Machzelus the Chadok Hashem Sukkah. I've got the Chazal the Shchiva. But so not Shafta was Lina. You bought it for a Sukkah, it's okay. Rabbeinu Yishai. Lo Gustavo Li. Hello, but so Minig Anshe Amalkam as Lina. And he pays him right on the Sukkah Sekh Amar. Okay? And he said, Afilo Amal Tatkal Lo Gesichuch Ein Mesachma Miodea. But the extreme machlokes. Kod Rabbi Yishaya, as long as I buy it for sichuk, it's good. Kod the Rosh, even if it was made the same sichuk, it's no good. What's the in-between position? No, depends for what it's made. They reject the kula of the Rabbi Yishaya, and they reject the chumra of the Rosh. Many Rishonim hold that way, the in-between position. Follow what I'm saying? For the halacha l'maisa in Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh is quoted. Tov reish chav tes sif vav. At least the Rambam quotes it. Then the Chabad doesn't. Take a look. Tov reish chav tes sif vav. The Machzelus shel Kanan bara ro'a the shchiva omer stam omer as the shchiva mekabel as tumah misachin ba let's make the sichuch. Says the Rambam. Ro'a b'nei adam v'yir make the sichuch. That's from the Rosh. The Migdolah stam omer as the sichuch misachin ba. And also the Shechiva. The Hainu, Sheminik Amok and Nishkabalel. Whoa! If you read the Ramok of Shuto, he's Mekil, if the Minik Amok is not the Milok Shoch of Levin, if he himself has the Mother Nishkabalel, the Rabbi Kivek is jumping. How can that possibly be? How can it be? Some say the Ramok never meant it. Right? The Gross of the Ramok did mean it, but the Dai Tessakal Adam, they think the Ramok is wrong. That you only follow the Rabbi of the Chumah, not the Kula. But the Gros, the Ramo is not going even the cooler. Wow. I can't believe it. Can't believe it. The Mechaber doesn't say anything about this. He says it depends on what it's made for. The Mechaber presumably rejects the Rosh's Chumra, he rejects the Rabbeinu Yishaya's cooler. He holds in between. In between. The Mishnah Brewer also can't believe the cooler. Can't believe it. If you press, Elam Ken also the Shriva. Eibrit Son Allah Malafuki and Hoya Minik the Sichuk. Does it can't be? The Kaim Shikosh of the Shiva Yodala Torah's Tuma. It can't possibly be. Rabbi Kivega quotes in the bottom. It can't be. The God says it is. But the Daita. Okay. Fine. So Rabbosai, this is our introduction to the sugya of mats. Now I have to talk about the sugya of mats. A little bit more, and then we're going to stop. A little more about mats. We understand it's a very major issue, the mats issue. I mean, if you don't talk about it now, there's no time, because tomorrow we have other sugyas to talk about. Tomorrow's main sugya is Mamed Bedover Mekabel Tum. That's a big, whatever. Tomorrow we start, we're ending at 11 under that, so don't worry about it. No more going overtime. Like, I can't go overtime. But today, a little bit overtime. Sorry. But again, so let's discuss mats a little bit more. So we have this concept of the present day mats. The present day mats. Okay? Schach la netzach. They're made for schach. Yeah? They're made for schach. Should be good, right? Should be wonderful. My biggest problem was, I told you, Does the peasant in Africa or Asia know what he's doing? They used to be making those places for huts, which may be a problem, or for literally to sleep on, or to lie on, or to step on. I don't trust it. That's my biggest problem. I tell you my problem. It's my problem. No one knows what me talking about this problem. Rabbi Yashiv asks him if it's made from what you call atzei dikt. They have these mats which are made from what do we call them? Little planks. Is that the right? You look it up. What word did you find? Plywood. Very little thin piece of plywood. He has the Xeris Nesorim. Even though each one is very, very thin, because it's put together with a little string, he thinks it's no good. It's no good. That's the Yosha Skumra. That's what he hopes. Other people disagree. They say, no, come on. That's nothing. It's pliable. Nothing. Rabbi Yosha himself, according to Rabbi Karm, was matched with the Schach Kainis. That's not made from little plywood, made from little rods or sticks or reeds, whatever you want to call them. That's not like Atzei Dik. That's how we understood the apparent contradiction of Rabbi Yosha, because usually you can figure out it's not a contradiction. This is no exception. Okay, so let's discuss a little bit more. So we are grateful to Rabbi Simon Shlita that he collected some of the literature from today's contemporary poskim in Eretz Yisrael about two different kinds of mats that are being sold. I will just conclude the shiur today with a brief summary of what we saw over there. So once again, he quotes Rabbi Karp and said about, we don't have it in our edition, it must have been in the second Madura, where he says, you have a problem, which is going to lead to tomorrow's shiur, with the chut, the string, which connects it together. Gevalt. Gevalt. So that's a shaila, Rabbi Osai. That's a shaila. And the sugya that yud beis on the base. Let's take a quick look. Yud beis on the base. This comes up. Yud beis on the base. What's happening over here? Sichacho with certain things, certain items, which could be no good. It's called Hushni, Shushi, Shwatsri, a whole bunch of different things, which may or may not be good. Right? It's what's called different things. It's called Pishtam, Dayek Lo Nofitz. Also go over here. This is an unresolved question. It's in the Tuf Reish Chav test. Sif Dalit. That's where you're being used itself. A Sif of a Pishtam. Shalom Nidek Lo Nipitz Ksheira. The Eitz Biyamu. Ava Nidek Venipitz Psula. Okay? So what about the, he said that the kindness uses a chut, which is made from which grows from the ground, the way it is, without any processing. And there's no kshash of ma'amadav kamatuma, or sikh machine tsura, which the Rambam holds, looks like it's not going to do the karka, it's the Rambam's trap, not the same as pishtan, which is dayik lonofitz, which means in the machdeshes, as the Shulchan Aruch is over here, Mishnah Brura. Fine, lo nidik, lo nidik. The Raivid is Maka for a fourth reason. It's Rolos, it's Makor Muxos, it's Makabal Tumma. So it's made from Katin, which is not Makabal Tumma at all. You use it for Schach, but Maka like the Rambam is Shina Tzura, but in our case, he claims there's no Shina Tzura, and therefore would be okay. Well, therefore, he says that our kindness is no Kshad of Maimon either. I'd say it's Chavila we started with. No! Chavila means you wrap it up. You want to dry it, you need to take it away in the wrapping when you want to use a straw for something else. Here, when you wrap it up, because you have 25 reeds, it's meant to be there until Mashiach comes. So there's no Xeris Chavila. Xeris Tikra, also not. No one uses these reeds for a Tikra in Eretz Yisrael. And he heard that even in China, they don't use it to build a Tikra Sabayas rock. The Kensukas Harom of Akayotzin Velola Maguru. Only for some hut in the field. And I'm worried about that. Maybe the people live their whole lives in the field. These are very simple people in ancient Africa. But he does say one thing. Make sure that the mat can stand in the Ruach Matsuya. We spoke about Ruach Matsuya a while ago. Just the Tefanas have to be Ruach Matsuya, so does the stock itself. So what do? Put a beam on top or tie it on the side. Okay? Tie it on the side. Rav Shvaz, the argues Rav Yoshim, said even if it's made from Atzei Dikt, if it's pliable, there's no Xeris Tikra. And he says, either Russian Smara, that who knows what you're making it for, does not apply. With the best, to make a specific thing, you can only use ours with a Hesher. I don't know if that's so true, because people, you know what they mean. They can make comparisons without a Hesher. We all know that. It's not so pushing to me. Other poskim say the Schach LaNetzach is no good. Why? Because of the dict, it's considered Xeris this sermon, as Rabbi Yashim was worried. And they're also worried about it's maybe the Kabbal Tumah. Alright? And the tie it with nylon, which is not really stock at all. And it sits on the as apostles because in the adult of Mizrach, they're still using these matzalos for Shiva. Even for Mechitza, maybe no good. We are telling the Mechitza is good. The Me'iri says, no, Mechitza is no good. So some want to say, this is what the Kuntras, or the Sarvis Kuntras said, it's only no good in the case of a Vilo. That's a Rashi in the Sefer of Beitza. The Rashi says, Yudal and Beis, where they used to use the vilo to wrap around themselves as a beggar, but in our case that would not apply. Mm-hmm. It's a shayla. Bottom line, what if they're put together with chutei barzel? Your mass, how are they put together? What holds them together? They don't know. Nylon? Okay. Let's say nylon. So maybe it's considered to be a maimit. Maimit comes along our last point, that the Home Depot, which is much cheaper than the fancy Schachainis, the Bez in Chicago, said it was good. Last Sukkos, Rabbi First, Rabbi Schwartz, all agrees it should be good. Save a lot of money for people. Right? Yeah. Why is it good I use metal, Home Depot? You don't need the metal. Aye, maybe you do. Maybe it'll blow away. You know what you do? Put a beam on top. If the beam would be on top, then even without the metal, it'll be okay. So the metal's no longer a magnet. I have a problem with that. I think if not for the metal, the beam would crush the whole thing and fall to the floor. So I told you, as opposed to the picture that we saw, put the beam on top, directly on top of the beam on the bottom. If you have the beam on the bottom is holding up the Home Depot staff, if you put the beam on top there, not in the middle, then it would stay without the metal, obviously, because it's being held up by the beam underneath. That's what I thought. Maybe the whole thing's become a tumor. So my first post, that even though for the Rav Moshe, who asked the Venetian blinds, that's because it's not meant to be attached to the ground. Home Depot was meant to be nailed into the ground, and therefore it's not a kabel tumor at all. Sure?
Why is that?
What?
Why is that?
It was attached to the ground. The mechuba is not a kabel tumor. Nasa the mechuba is not a kabel tumor. That's the paskins le lahalacha. The paskins. Now, this idea, we'll come to the minor part tomorrow. Ramon will come back to that. But the father Rabbi Reuben is talking about Tzchach LeNetzach. He says they have certain cases. They have calls it a reshes eitz. What do you call that in English? It's a wooden lattice, I would say, on top of porches for sale. So the Rashi sounds like it's good the way it is. The way it is, it's good. Others disagree. The Rabbi Fisher disagrees. He says you can't put your schach kindness on top of those things. And he says he doesn't think it's, I mean, Reuben thinks it's okay. It's okay because there's going to be some rains going to come in, etc., etc. And he thinks it's okay. More to be said, but again, since we're not, we don't have so much time, we'll have to stop here. Sorry for going so quickly and skipping things. Tomorrow we start with Maimon of Kabbal Tumah, and we finish by the dot of 11. Tomorrow you have no problem. Okay, I'm sorry we went a little over time today. Not as much as Thursday, but still.